breaking update.
Yes.
Breaking update.
Yes.
According to sources. According to sources, the Big Ten has now acquired Kevin Durant. That's right. You did it, guys. Slowly swallowing everything in its path.
That means the college football champion will not come out of the Big Ten this year.
Yeah, so. I'm actually surprised.
He won one title with the Warriors.
Two, but it wasn't even his.
It wasn't his, really. I mean, I'm actually surprised.
He was part of it.
I'm surprised he didn't join the SEC because that's where the real champions are. If you want to glom on, you want a title chase, that's where you go. Interesting choice
more.
In the Big Ten.
It just means more.
By the way, the ACC is stuck with Kyrie Irving at this point. That's where we are.
How many games, though?
Don't. Look,
half of them.
Yeah.
It is a simple rule. Don't date crazy.
Yeah.
I don't care what she looks like. Don't date crazy. That's Kyrie Irving.
That's one way to go about it. We'll take some more phone calls here in a little bit. But first, let's go to another one of our P1 listeners, Ernie, who's retired now. Hi, Dad.
Hey. I couldn't believe it. It was like I was in a time machine, you know? I was being younger when I heard you two talking on the radio.
Yeah. Mr. Ovius.
Anyways. Chris, my friend.
How are you?
I am great. I have not had a Cuban sandwich worth a crap since the last time I saw you. So I'm,
Now that I'm retired, I could go to your school and deliver one when I come back from Miami. How's that?
That, sir, would be fantastic.
All right. Just let Joe know, and I'll take care of it.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's got nothing else going on.
Nice.
Well, I have a prediction. You know, I'm getting old, and maybe 10 years from now I might not be around, but 10 years from now, the AFC and the NFC winner will play the SEC Big Ten winner in the Super Bowl. Okay?
When does the ABA get involved?
With NIL and all that stuff?
Yeah.
It's inevitable. Okay.
Well, you're
so
a Miami. Listen, you're
so
a Miami
what happens
guy.
To
you're
Miami,
a Miami guy.
Dad.
What do you want the Hurricanes to do?
Miami's going to be in the Caribbean Football Conference. Okay, they'll play the Bahamas. Cuba will be free.
Home and away with Trinidad and Barbados.
I think Miami is joining. I think Miami is going to join the LIV Golf Tour, Dad. That's what's probably going to happen.
That is we talk about fits. What's your fit?
That's a perfect fit.
Miami's a fit for the LIV Golf Tour.
It really is. It's just about the money at this point. LIV large.
That's it.
Kind of sketchy. Yeah.
Don't ask me where the money came from. I don't want to talk about that. Don't ask me about my business.
Hey, Dad, what did you do on your first day of retirement?
Today I turned in my badge. So
okay.
I was in the building.
Okay.
At Lenovo, walked out. I went to see Leo, and then I went to buy some wine and stuff like that. Okay. I'm getting ready for your mother to make me a meal. So, so this is day one. And I had a great celebration last night at Trophies.
The interweb.
My son
showed
outdid
me.
Himself.
Yeah.
He went back in time, another time machine moment, and brought back foam party beer, you know?
Nice.
Yeah, right. from Trophy. All right, Dad.
Did you drink it while wearing the satin jacket?
I think that's for tonight.
No, I was wearing a Hawaiian shirt at the time.
Nice.
So,
that's good.
No. Joe took my satin jacket. He has it. I don't have it.
Because it doesn't fit you anymore, Dad.
No, I've lost 30 pounds.
If you lost 30 pounds at the rate you say you lose 30 pounds, you'd be skinnier than Chris. So, no. All right, Dad. Congratulations.
All right.
We will talk to you later.
Adios. Bye.
Yeah, my dad officially retired after 48 years at IBM. And Lenovo.
I love you, Dad.
Yeah, my dad's a piece of work.
He's good people.
Long time at IBM, and oftentimes like, wait a minute, is that the same Ernie from? I'm like, that's my
same
dad.
One. Same. Cardinals 11. Ernie.
Quick thing. My dad's an interesting fellow.
Your dad's a sandwich fairy, and that's one of the reasons why I always love him.
He has the classic dad joke of when we go out to dinner and he drinks his first beer and he'll tell the waiter, "I seem to have a defective beer." And the waiter's looking at us like, what's what? Huh? What? Yeah, it seems to have sprung a leak. It's out. Like, I don't know what happened. So he likes to make my dad's a classic person who likes to make conversation by asking things he already knows the answer to. Okay.
Just layups.
So we'll go to Trophy Brewing a lot.
Sure.
And they, at one point in time, made this beer called Foam Party. It's a Pilsner. It's a Czech style Pilsner.
I'm familiar.
You're familiar with it.
I'm familiar.
They have not made Foam Party in 3 to 4 years. Okay, I'm pretty sure Like, I'm not trying to give away trade secrets here, but I'm pretty sure Foam Party kind of became Mort's Lager, but that's neither here nor there. Whatever.
Who's to say?
Who's to say? And the guys at Trophy know I'm a big fan. So I called in a favor. I said, guys, do you have, I basically said, do you have any old labels? They're like, what do you need old labels? I'm like, I just need old labels of Foam Party and slap it on a can. I don't care what's in the can. Just slap it on a can. They're like, no, we got you. So shout out to Chris over at Trophy. Dude gave me a full-on case of beer of Foam Party, like the actual Foam Party.
Oh.
So I presented that to my dad yesterday for his retirement.
Oh,
he was very excited.
It must
about
be
that.
So good being a local celebrity.
Of course, my dad was like, is this old beer? I'm like,
is this expired beer?
Like, Dad, I'm not going to give you six-year-old beer, okay? It's fresh beer. Fresh.
Didn't you drink one of the old Cokes?
I did. The old Cokes are fine. It was the blue soda that was leaking. It was the old 1982
blue soda.
Blue soda that was leaking out of the can, and it tasted like tetanus. Let's go to Rich and Riley. Rich, what's going on, man?
What's up, Joe?
What you got, Rich?
Well, since we're living in crazy times, this is a crazy idea.
All right.
But what if schools that are academic outliers in their conferences were to somehow get together? I'm thinking something like Stanford, Berkeley, Duke, UNC, Virginia.
Now throw UNC out of that.
Rice, Northwestern, something like that. So you could get Division I A sports and Ivy League academics at the same time.
So you're
might
you're,
have like
so instead of an yeah. egg bowl, you want the egghead bowl is what you want.
Yeah, but there are actually some good athletes there, though.
No, I'm with you on that. I'm with you with what you're saying. I would throw North Carolina out of that equation. North Carolina is not. I mean, does North Carolina have a good academic reputation? State fans, shh, not right now. I get what you're saying, but that is a large public institution with a huge brand.
The nation's first public university.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
So what you're asking for is something that I actually would agree with, though. If you were to pair Duke and Northwestern and Stanford and the like, and you could create something like that, that would be interesting and very much on a par. But I don't see that happening. I don't see that happening. I think what ends up happening is that you get your football-playing schools to break off into two major conferences, 25 apiece, and that Duke doesn't participate in that at all, and they'll still be able to play basketball with like-minded basketball schools like North Carolina and others.
Yeah, because some of these schools have been, you know, their football programs have been, for lack of a better word, struggling for the a good part of the last couple decades, and it seems like, well, this way they could be more competitive.
Be somewhat competitive on the
level,
yeah.
At the same time. Yeah.
Yeah, I see what you're saying on that. It's not a bad idea. And, hey, man, appreciate the call. Thanks for listening.
The only thing about, you know, if football breaks off, okay, if football breaks off and you're not in one of the, you know, the two conferences that are going to eat America, if you're stuck, if you're like a middle-of-the-road ACC ACC school, like Wake Forest, okay, where are you getting revenue from?
Right.
How do you fund athletics?
In a lot of ways.
How do you?
Well, you go back to being boutique. And in a way, look, the Big East.
That's a lot of Olympic sports potentially that don't have funding for scholarships.
The Catholic Seven might have gotten it right. The remaining Big East schools, what was the carcass of the Big East that the ACC took apart, they made the conscious decision to just say forget it and became what is now this Big East basketball league that is actually pretty good.
It's good.
And puts teams into the tournament, and it's very, very competitive, right? And in a lot of ways, for a long time, I always would point out to people, if John Swofford didn't do what he did nearly 20 years ago to get the ball rolling on expansion,
Clemson wouldn't be in this conference.
The ACC that you love would become an 8-team boutique basketball league.
Sure.
In a weird sort of way.
That would be okay for a lot of people.
In a weird sort of way, nearly 20 years later, I'm thinking, is that a bad thing now? Because you opt out. The best way to play the game is to not play.
Yeah. And that's why if football is free, if football shakes loose everything else, and forms whatever the future football is going to take, college football,
yeah,
then the pressure's off. The pressure's off. If you want, to get back to the old days of the Dixie Classic, fine, great, we'll do it. Sure, whatever you want. You want to go back to just the 8 teams of the ACC? An ACC tournament Friday becomes important again?
Mm-hmm.
Sure, let's do it. But that's the beauty of it. You can.
860-5-FAN, 860-5-326. We got Doug in Raleigh. Doug, what's up?
Hey, what's up, CC? You guys still selling your Christmas stuff?
All right, we can check.
No.
We can check. We can check Dougie Fresh off the list.
That is right. Hey, listen, man, we go way back. I used to have to feed you guys so I get free publicity.
I do sometimes if I get an excess of coffee mugs at Christmas from the kids. And I keep telling them, I always says, don't give me a coffee mug. Whatever you do. Look, you see me with one mug every day. Every day I come in with the same sterling, stainless steel coffee mug. That's the only one I want. You don't have to get me a coffee mug with some chocolates in it. Please don't do that. I don't need anything, first of all. But if you're going to do it, here, a $5 gift card to Starbucks is fine. Mm-hmm. If enough of you do that, then I don't have to buy coffee for the rest of the year. And you don't listen to me. You don't listen. You keep, 1 year I got 8 mugs. 8!
Well, your mom still gives you ties and stuff, doesn't she? Well, she did at that point. She was still giving you clothes.
So, well, and now that there are grandkids involved, yeah. they bear most of the love and attention. So
I feel like, Doug, I think you just gave me an idea. I think something we're going to have to dust off once we get to Christmas time. We're going to have to bring back the Chris Clark Christmas Crap Spectacular.
Craptacular.
And we gave away the mugs.
That was awesome, man. I used to love that thing in the beginning, man.
Some people love coffee mugs.
You and Chris. Remember when Joe actually used to be your board guy?
Some people need it.
Yes, I was Chris Clark's board guy.
He was always my board guy.
How far back we go.
All right, Doug. Appreciate the call. Hope things are going well, man.
Great to hear you guys on the air again, man.
All right, Doug and Raleigh. I used to run Salsa Fresh there off, what was it, Falls and Strickland? No, Six Forks and Strickland.
Six
Forks and Strickland. Oh, man, I have not had Salsa Fresh in so long.
Occasionally on a teacher work day, I'll sneak up there and get a little.
You hit the Salsa Fresh?
Yeah. The one at Durley's closer to.
That one makes more sense. Since we're kicking it old school with these particular topics, where I feel like I'm 26 again instead of 43, we're taking some phone calls on this because honestly, y'all know about as much as we know at this point.
What do you want? Well, what's your dream scenario? How does this work? We're going to get to a point when football is just divorced from everything else. I'm saying
isn't already now.
It's going to take 5 years or so.
Yeah.
Let's fast forward. Let's do it now. Get it on. Get going. I, though, believe relegation is the only answer for some of you, because that's how some of you in the middle of the pack, that's how you're going to actually make it to the big leagues.
Yeah.
You might go, look, it looks rough for the ACC. I hope we're on the last chopper out.
Mm-hmm.
We ought to be in the SEC. We deserve to be in the Big Ten. You don't, and they don't want you. But here's how you don't get left behind. You can play your way into those conferences.
Mm-hmm.
For a Vanderbilt that is sucking wind, maybe you could hop up and replace them. For that Indiana that quite doesn't move the needle, as the TV execs want to say,
Chris,
perhaps this is your moment, Wake Forest, to get up in there.
No.
Resurgent.
Chris.
What?
How long have you lived in the United States?
Too long.
Your entire life.
Too many years now.
What do we know about the United States and how we do business gives you the idea that people actually want to earn their position.
Nothing. It's all about connections.
It's all about connections.
That's the only reason I'm here today.
Right.
Because we have a connection.
It's all about connections and welfare, corporate welfare.
Corporate welfare.
So there's a lot of...
Northwestern shouldn't have to earn anything.
Right.
It should be given because we knew people.
It's like we happened to be in the right place at the right time. We've been part of the Big Ten, like Vanderbilt and Kentucky and those types of things.
Speaking of being in the right place at the right time,
yeah,
is anybody going to make out of this better than the Big 12?
In what sense?
For a league that looked dead when Texas and Oklahoma hit the road, right?
Yeah, it's the classic Simpsons meme. Here, we got room on the couch for you now,
yeah.
ACC and Pac-12 or whatever that's going to be.
The Big 12 is going to wind up a better football conference than the ACC.
Best case.
Or the Pac-10 or 8 or whatever they're going to be, because they can absorb some of those Pac-12 teams who need a place to land.
860-5-FAN, 860-5-326. Would love to hear from you. Best case scenario, in my opinion, is that Notre Dame understands that television money is only going to reward you as a football entity if you are part of something, and it becomes essentially three divisions of football. The SEC, or whatever that's going to turn into, the Big Ten, which is just going to be big, and then the not on the same financial level, but at least has competitive football playing schools, ACC.
School.
No.
School.
You have Clemson.
School.
You have Notre Dame.
Yeah.
You have Florida State, if it can ever get its act together.
But they don't. And they're not.
Mario Cristobal, curious to see with motivated NIL money if Miami can kind of get back to where it was. We shall see. We shall see. But the other thing you have to remember, too, is that it's about brands. Sometimes it's not about whether you're good or not. It's about the brand that you are.
Sure.
Notre Dame has gotten by on brand for years. Yeah. Okay, they're good now. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, Notre Dame's in a good spot. I actually think they're headed in the right direction with their new coach after Brian Kelly basically said, I can't do this here anymore. But I do think that Notre Dame's in a good position. ACC's got some brands to it. The problem is they've, through no fault of the commissioner, the schools on their own level, have made decisions that have not benefited.
But
so that's
the
ideal situation.
What are those brands?
Those brands are the
ones.
What are
those brands? Tell me the brands.
The brands are in descending order. Clemson, number one.
Okay.
Florida State. Mm. Then you have Miami and Virginia Tech. That's about it.
One of those is a brand.
That's about
it. One of those is a brand.
Virginia Tech is his own brand.
Mm.
They got Enter Sandman. That's worth something.
Oh, they do a cute thing.
Yeah, they do.
That's great.
Check out A Brief History of Triangle Sports. New episode came out this week, features Rusty Helzer. There is no 99.9 The Fan without Rusty Helzer. Actually, there are not a lot of networks that exist back in the day without Rusty. Rusty was a key part of setting up radio networks for things like NC State, Duke, etc. And Rusty's a prime example in this business where we have a lot of front-facing people, personalities, whether it's players, coaches, columnists, local TV anchors, schlubby radio hosts like me. But there's exponentially more people behind the scenes that make this stuff go every day. And Rusty's lived quite the life growing up literally across the street from NC State's campus and was a crucial part of the Jim Valvano radio show back in the day. So check that out wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by Copiers Plus. Get your free print audit today. Office equipment and solutions provider, copiers-plus.com. We're going to take some phone calls, 860-5-FAN, 860-5326. But it's time for Jonathan Rand to sing.
Yeah.
It's time for Rant 2.
Acapella the news.
I had to sing about Kevin Durant. No, I'm kidding. I had to sing about conference realignment, man. It's got me thinking, sidebar. You know that thing that's going around now? Like, he's a 10, but he wears Skechers or whatever? You know, like,
yeah,
the scene.
Yeah, yeah.
Like he's a 10, but he's in the ACC. Is that what we're going to start
doing?
Yeah,
basically. It's something to that effect.
But yeah, this is the end of an era, man. Like, Ovius saw my ACC shirt that I had on, and he was like, that's going to be vintage pretty soon. It's the end of college football, and we know it.
Oh,
was great when these leagues made perfect sense. Not worrying about the other sense. Now we're all left in suspense.
Deep breath.
Started in the 70s, SC left the ACC. Who needs a Gamecock? Means more in the SEC. Fast forward 83, league needs another team. Georgia Tech obliges, good pick, most agree. Headed to 91, realignment seems fun. Big East forms, see how the league runs. 1 year later, ACC adds a Seminole Basketball League. Gridiron hole, still in the 90s. Midwest team combined these. 8 go to 12, no team left behind. These leagues slowed down till we had more assignees. ACC, Hokies and a Hurricane. Eagles, Panthers, Orange hopped on the train. Cardinal for a Terrapin. Big Ten kidnapping. West Coast reached that alliance didn't last. Miss how it was in the past.
It's the end of college football as we know it. Yeah, we hope Jim Phillips doesn't blow it. It's the end of college football as we know it. I don't feel fine.
I don't like it. I don't like change.
Nobody likes change. I like change. I like chaos. I like entropy. I like things breaking down. I like to see people panic.
Okay, Littlefinger.
Stuff on fire. Let's go.
Let's go to Theo G alongside Chris Clark. I'm Joe Ovius. Gilio out today. He'll be back next week. 860-5-FAN, 860-5-3-2-6. Let's go out to Devin and Kerry. Devin, what's going on, man?
Hey, all right. So just hear me out, and then I'll let y'all respond.
You'll hang up and listen?
Thank you. I appreciate you having me on the show.
First time locked on.
I've lived here now 9 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I moved here from Tucson, Arizona, which is Pac-12 country. I graduated from the University of Arizona. It's not the greatest football school, but it is a basketball school. And
yeah.
At this time, we're talking about football mostly, but it's going to affect all the sports. I mean, what is your opinion? You know, I've had my own knee-jerk reaction because the Pac-12's probably in worse shape than the ACC with regard to what people are thinking right now. I feel like the Pac-12's done in the next 3 years, and the sooner Arizona decides what they're going to do with regard to, you know, whoever they're going to move to, the better. But what if the Pac-12 and the ACC were to go ahead and get some sort of coalition, have a East, have a West? I mean, that's basically what's going on with UCLA, USC right now with the Big Ten. They're going to have to travel East every single time.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, you literally then have UNC, Duke, Arizona in the ACC for basketball. And even though I don't have necessarily high hopes for Arizona in football in the ACC, you know, they don't have UCLA, they don't have USC anymore. They'll have Clemson to deal with. I mean, what do you feel like is the likelihood that these conferences could, you know, come together in kind of a coup?
Yeah, best case scenario, Devin, what you're referencing here, and I appreciate the call, man, and where you're headed with this is something that is so, it's pie in the sky, but anything is possible right now. The Big Ten's not done. If we think that UCLA and USC are the schools that they're going to stop at, you're sorely mistaken, because obviously the SEC is going to look for its next big brand. And Notre Dame is clearly in the mix, and the Big Ten would love to have them. So if you're the ACC, then yes, you're going to have to get wild with it and propose some sort of merger with the remaining schools in the Pac-12 and create a situation where you've got an Atlantic Coast and a Pacific Coast. You can still call it the ACC.
Sure.
It's the
division.
All Coast Conference, the Pacific Division and the Atlantic Division. I mean, come on. This is easy. This is like, I can come up with this stuff. So if I can come up with this stuff, I'm hoping the people who make millions of dollars behind the scenes in Greensboro or wherever the hell they want to have the office. Gosh.
15 million from the state of North Carolina to keep them in the state. And it might not even matter now.
Who is the jackass in the Greensboro office that's going to roll by Jim Phillips's desk and be like, hey, we got an update on our office? Like, that's the pressing issue.
What are we doing
like,
here?
The ACC has sent out like 2 emails the last 24 hours that are hilarious to me.
Am I packing? Am I unpacking? What are we doing here?
Like, the ACC sent out like, here's a reminder about kickoff and here's our academic awards. It also, I was like, oh,
man. Is that news?
Oh, good. ACC, not
Keep
now.
Keep me updated.
Not now, guys.
Keep me updated.
Not now.
It's important.